Police Scotland have been very, very careful in involving all the potential experts that they can, involving the National Crime Agency and involving myself at the James Hutton and other experts there. And in addition, they've involved Queen's University Belfast, where there's experts in the geophysics. And bringing together that with an appropriate search strategy, they've been using all the information they can potentially get to help find anything that will help information towards finding poor Sean.
So I believe one of the things you've been doing is examining items of Sean's clothing for such as soil samples. What can that tell you?
Items of clothing or footwear that are left behind, that can give a tremendous amount of information as to narrow down areas where someone might have been or might not have been, depending on the soil characteristics, the vegetation, or items such as diatoms that tell us about the type of water that item of clothing might have been through.
I mean, it's been a little while since those items were found. Has the information that they hold, is it still there, or has some of it been lost over time?
Well, the good thing about a lot of the physical evidence is that it does persist over time, so that one can use that information to relate to the information that we've got, the knowledge about that landscape, to try and identify areas that they may have been in. So while you're right in that you do lose some information over time, the items were kept in a really good condition with absolute care by Police Scotland, so that we could get information as much as possible from those items of clothing to help narrow down areas where he might have been.
And have you made any discoveries so far with what you've been looking at?
We have been able to exclude areas where he has not gone to or where he is unlikely to be. So they are following what would be a logical search strategy and eliminating areas and then prioritising according to where he may likely have gone or not on that unfortunate evening.
So it's kind of like trial and error, finding out places he hasn't been and narrowing down the search areas.
Exactly. What a search strategy does is it deploys the most appropriate search assets, and that being in this particular occasion physical evidence that may be on clothes, and in addition to that geophysical evidence, so that ground penetrating radar, for example, Dr. Russell from Belfast used that with myself at the area where we could search beneath the ground of areas that were targeted where he may have passed over, so we could search those areas and exclude them for being places where there was anything else that could be of interest.
And how confident are you that the work that you're doing will have a positive impact on finally finding out what happened to Sean?
Well, all that can be done in a search is to follow a logical strategy, and one never knows, and of course one hopes that we will find him, but all we can do is put the information that we've got to the best possible use to help the police narrow down and hopefully find more information and find him one day.